Good evening, Cross Culture Church. Amen. And good evening to those that are watching via live stream. I'm honored to be standing here tonight before you. Thank you, Pastor Walker and the First Lady, Pastor Greg. Amen. For entrusting me tonight to say a few words. Amen. From the Word of God. It is an honor to be here, and we do appreciate this opportunity. We do not take it lightly, amen, to have been asked to speak tonight, but thank God for my wife, as she stated, 46 years this year. It's been a good road, amen. We've had some good times. There's been a couple of bad times, bad moments, just a couple. But God continues to bless us, and she had mentioned that that I went out and forgot my wedding ring. We got a call right before we was getting ready to walk out the house. We got a call. We had been working on a project, and so we got a call from Texas. We got some good news. So amid that good news, I went off and forgot my ring, so if she can just charge it to my head and not my heart, amen, I would appreciate that. But thank God for her. She's been supportive of me for all of these years, and I do appreciate God for her. She's a good mom, good mother, love her children. I think she loves her children more than she loved me. But I do thank God for her. And so, again, we appreciate God for this opportunity. And let us keep Pastor Walker and his family in prayer. Amen. We all know what had just transpired a couple of days ago. So we want to lift you up in prayer tonight. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given unto us to stand before your people, such a great people, to share your word. In this Bible study, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Father, we ask that you strengthen Pastor, his wife, and his family, God, as they go through this trying times. We pray that you will lift them up. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. So for about 30 minutes, 25, 30 minutes, we're going to talk about the subject of remnant. I'm going to talk about the remnant. We're going to look at the book of Romans, chapter 11. Book of Romans, chapter 11. I'm going to read five verses, verses 1 through verse number 5. This is the Apostle Paul speaking in the book of Romans, chapter 11, and verses 1 through verse 5. Reading from the King James Version, it reads as such: I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid, for I also am an Israelite. This is the Apostle Paul, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Verse number 2 said, God has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. What ye not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. Verse number 4 says, but what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Even so, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. So tonight, we're going to talk about a remnant. The word remnant means, in the English dictionary, a small remaining quantity. A small remaining quantity. In the Greek dictionary, the word remnant is lema, L-E-I-M-M-A, lema. There's a couple of definitions in the Greek. That which is left behind, or that which remains. That which is left behind, or that which remains. And then the other definition in the Greek language, that which is left over. That which is left over. And so for the next few minutes, I'm going to share with you this thought, that which remains, or that which is left over. How many like leftovers? Anybody like leftovers? Love leftovers. Love leftovers. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about leftovers. God has a reserved amount of people that have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There are some startling headlines. I want to read a couple of headlines. A couple of startling headlines regarding the pandemic. As we all know, the pandemic has impacted all of our lives in one way or another. Has impacted all of our lives. Some in more ways than others have been impacted tremendously. Not only have individuals been impacted, but the church has been impacted by the pandemic. One headline reads, 1 in 5 churches faces permanent closures due to the COVID shutdown. 1 in 5 churches faces permanent closures due to the COVID shutdowns. Another headline reads, although many churches have reopened, a lot less people are attending. Now, some for good reasons. Some for good reasons. Some have, medical reasons that they are not coming back, but they watch via live stream. But then there's a lot of people who have just fallen through the cracks. Taken that opportunity and have fallen through the cracks, and many of them will not be returning, or they've chosen not to return. There's another headline that reads like this: churches have lost millions of congregants. Millions of congregants due to the COVID-19. And then that article goes on to ask a question, will they return? Will they return? Well, I've got some good news. Many of them will. Many of them will. Not only will some of them return, but we have to remain vigilant. We have to remain hopeful and prayerful and take advantage of every opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ with new converts. We're talking about that which remains, or leftovers. Many more people from where we came from are still there. All of us come from somewhere. Somebody invited us to church. Or God led us to church. And the good news is that there are many more people from where we come from. So don't ever think that what we see is it. There are many more people that are reserved unto a special appointed time. Now, even before the pandemic, there was an article that reads, membership in the United States were already declining. So some of this has nothing to do with the pandemic. There was already a declining in membership in many of our denominations. One report reads, church memberships continue to decline in the 21st century. And then another report reads that millennials are leaving the church in droves. Now, with these headlines, it should not catch us off guard, because Bible prophecy has already predicted. 1 Timothy says, now the Spirit speaks expressly. Listen at that word, expressly, clearly, very clearly, that in the last days some shall and will depart from the faith. So those headlines, they're startling, but they shouldn't catch us off guard. Here's what Matthew 24, verse 12 says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall do what? Wax cold. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. There's a lot of people that are not leaving the church because of the pandemic. They're leaving the church because they want to go back into the world. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And I like this translation, because lawlessness abounds, the love of many will grow cold. Because lawlessness abounds. In other words, the Bible says that many will love darkness rather than what? Rather than light. It was their choice. Not the pandemic, but their choice to go back into the world. And then another prophecy found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 reads, don't be soon shaken in mind or be troubled, as the day of Christ, talking about the second coming, is at hand. Let no one deceive you. For that day shall not come except there be a falling away, and not only a falling away, but the Bible says a great falling away, a great departing from the truth. The word great meaning above normal. There's going to be a great falling away from the church in the last days. And we are living in those last days. But I have some good news. There's some good news in all of this. There's a remnant of people, even right here in DeKalb County, that hasn't accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's good news. There's going to be a great falling away, but guess what? God has a remnant of people reserved unto an appointed time. And it's our job to find creative ways to reach out and touch these people. Somebody said that God is at work all around us, creating opportunities. God is still at work, even in the midst of these startling numbers and trends. God is still at work. All around us, there's opportunities. Just waiting for us to share the good news of Jesus Christ. So we can't just focus on what's happening in the news or what's happening in the world around us, but we must also focus on what God is doing and what God intends to do. I like what Jeremiah says about it in the 24th chapter, verse number 7. This is what God said to Jeremiah, the prophet. Jeremiah 24, verse 7. God said, I will give them a heart to know me. I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. For they shall return unto me, the Bible says, with their whole heart. So even in the midst of a great falling away, God says there's a people that's reserved unto me at my appointed time, and they're going to turn their whole hearts unto me. And they're going to be my people, and I'm going to be their God. For they shall return unto me. The good news is that all is not lost. All is not lost. I want to encourage the body of Christ. That which remains or leftovers. So what this says is that in the midst of a great falling away, there's a remnant. That which remains, leftovers of people that will be saved. Let's take a look at a couple of scriptures, beginning with the creation. Genesis chapter 1, you know the story. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And he named everything he created. And then he said, everything I created was what? Was good. It was good. But 6 chapters later, in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 5, here's what God says. God saw the wickedness of man and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were evil. So God created mankind, the heavens and the earth, and said, all of it is good. Everything I've created was good, but something happened. There was a falling away. And the Bible says God saw the wickedness. God saw the wickedness and the imaginations of the thoughts of his heart were evil. And the Bible says that God repented that he had even made mankind, and it grieved him to his heart. We're talking about leftovers. But here's the good news. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, the Bible says, but Noah found what? Grace in the eyes of the Lord. I'm trying to paint a picture that no matter what happens, and no matter how doom or gloom it seems, God has a people that will find grace and salvation in his eyes. Romans 5 verse 20 says, where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. So I'm saying to you, don't write nobody off. God has an appointed time in which they will come. Here's the worst thing we can do. Some of us been in church for years, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35 years. And the worst thing we can do is not give somebody else a chance. Just because they're not coming on our terms doesn't mean that they're not coming. God saw the wickedness of the people, but somebody found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Here's another story, 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 18. 2 Kings 17, 18. The Bible says, therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel, his chosen people. God was angry, just like he was in Genesis, was angry with Israel. And the Bible says, and he removed them out of his sight. They had done so much wickedness, so much evil. God said, I don't even want to see it no more. I don't even want to hear about it no more. Just like, you know, some of our kids, they come home. You've already gotten a call, right, from the school. You already got the call. They may not know it. And then you bring it up, and then they want to justify, and you just stop them. I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to hear it. I already know. I've heard enough. I've seen enough. I don't want to hear it. And so the Bible says that God was very angry with Israel, and he removed them out of his sight, and there was none left. But don't put a period there. There was none left but who? The tribe of Judah. Doesn't matter how bad it looks, God has a remnant of people that will serve him, even in the midst of all that. There's another story in the book of Ezekiel. I'm trying to paint a picture that no matter how bad it looks, God's got some people that haven't showed up yet, and they're coming. That which is left over. Ezekiel 37, verse 1, God showed the prophet, you know the story, God showed the prophet a valley full of dry bones. Verse 2 says there were many, a great number of them in this valley of dry bones. And then God asked Ezekiel a question, just like that question in the headlines, will they return? God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? God already knew. He already knew. But he wanted to know from Ezekiel, have you wrote these people off? These are the leftovers, sometimes that we look over, but God doesn't look over them. And so he instructs Ezekiel to prophesy to these bones so they could live. And this is why we have to remain hopeful, vigilant, and prayerful. Because we must be ready at the appropriate time to speak life into that individual when they do come. Listen, you've been praying for someone for a long time. There are people that you've been praying for, but we cannot write them off. In God's timing, they're coming. We can't write them off. We got to keep encouraging them. We got to be ready to present the plan of salvation to them at the appropriate time. There's a remnant, that which remains. There's a remnant of people that's marked for cross-culture church. And our job is to find creative ways to reaching out to them. So let's take a final look at the book of Romans, chapter 11. Hath God cast away his people? When the Israelites, God's chosen people, rejected him, guess what? God opened the door for you and I to be grafted in. To provoke them to what? Jealousy. You're going to reject me? Guess what? I'll go to the down and out. I'll go to the ghettos. I'll go to the slums. I'll go get the lame in the city, the maimed, the halted, the withered, the blind. And I will extend salvation unto them just to show you how good I was to you. To provoke them to jealousy. So when the Israelites rejected him, that opened the door for the Gentiles and other nations to be grafted in. And so now, we are part of the royal family of God as a result of the Jews' rejection. And so God asked a question, or Paul asked a question, hath God rejected his people, Israel? The answer is no. God hasn't rejected them. But there's going to be an appointed time that those remnant of people will come back into the fold. Psalms 94, verse 14 says this. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. God hasn't forgotten about them. They've forgotten about God, but God hasn't forgotten about them. And it doesn't matter how many falls by the wayside, there's going to be a remnant reserve. And so Romans goes on to say, God had not cast away his people. Don't you know what the scripture saith of Elijah, of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel? This is what Elijah says. Lord, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thine altars, and I am left what? Alone. So he thought. Sometimes we think that we're in this alone. But I've got some good news. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. There's a reserve people that God has. The Bible says that have not even bowed their knees unto Baal. And so when Ahab and Jezebel started killing the prophets, it put fear in Elijah's heart. So he went and hid himself in a cave. They're coming after me. I'm the only one left. They're coming after me. And they're going to get me. So God says to Elijah, get up from there and go and do what I have instructed you to do. And here's the reason why. He says there are 7,000 people, prophets. You thought you was the only one. Man, listen, I've got 7,000 prophets that ain't even thought about the world yet. So we got two groups of people we can reach out to. We can reach out to those that have left the church by way of the pandemic, or we can reach those that have never even thought about the world. That's the remnant of people that God has in reserve. Some of our relatives that perhaps we may have written off, some of them ain't even thought about coming to church. Y'all have some relatives like that? There was 14 of us, 7 boys, 7 girls. I wouldn't trade none of them for nothing. Very good people. Gracious people. Giving people, but not all of them are saved. And although we may write some of them off, God says, I've got some that ain't even thought about church yet. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. And we have to be prepared to receive them. We cannot write them off. There's some leftovers to be won into the kingdom of God. They're coming. Help is on the way. There's more help coming. Help is in the making. No matter how gloom it looks, or how bleak it looks, doesn't matter what the headlines are saying, I will have a people. They will be my people, and I will be their God. As of 2020, the census says there's 6.9 million people here in Metro Atlanta. 6.9, that's as of 2 years ago. It's probably over 7 million people. As of 2019, right here in DeKalb County, there's over 759,000 people right here in DeKalb County. And one report says that only 47% of these people attend church on a regular basis. 47%. Do you know what that means? That means there's 53% of people, some of them ain't even thought about church yet, until we give the invitation. Don't write them off. they're coming. And just as they're leaving by the droves, well, guess what? They're coming. They're coming by the droves. God isn't through yet. Somebody said, please be patient with me because God isn't finished with me yet. Don't write them off. Don't write your loved ones off. Don't write your neighbors off. Don't write them off. Because God has a reserve that will come in his appointed time. That's why the Bible says now is the accepted time. Now is. There's a time for all things. There's a time appointed for that individual. Don't write them off. That which remains, and there's a lot of them, and God says, they are going to be my people, and I am going to be their God. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that just as you excuse me, has called us, just as you has called us he's calling them in his appointed time. We just got to give them the same amount of time that it took for him to get our attention. Some of us, it took longer than others. And we have to be just as patient with others as God was with us. Has God cast away his people? No, indeed. No, indeed. They're coming. They're coming. But in God's timing. Don't minimize the leftovers. Sometimes the leftovers are just as good. Just as good as the first supper, the first meal. Sometimes the leftovers are just as good. And so don't minimize the leftovers because they're just as important as you and I. So Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory, we give you the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share in this Bible study. Continue to bless us, lead us, and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.